This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, I encouraged you to receive God's gift of eternal life offered to us through Jesus Christ. He is God's love gift to us, and when we receive Him as our Savior by faith, eternal life that resides in Him becomes ours. Eternal life starts right then and there, and continues throughout eternity. The book of Revelation gives a beautiful description of heaven in the latter part of chapter 21 and the beginning of chapter 22. To me, the most significant part of that description is what it says about the temple and the light of heaven. The temple on earth was the place God designated where a worshiper could meet Him. In the Old Testament, you had to come with a sacrifice. In the New Testament, Jesus Christ Himself became the sacrifice. So now we can come right into the presence of God to pray and worship Him. Heaven has no need of a temple, for God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son are the temple of heaven. They're always there and accessible. God doesn't need to provide light in heaven like God provided the sun for the earth. In fact, there will be no night there. Why? Because God is the light of heaven and Jesus Christ is the lamp. Since they are always present, there will always be light. There will never be night there. This suggests you will not need to rest or be refreshed there. You will always be able to concentrate, worship, and enjoy God the Father and Jesus in their glorified, august presence. Take some time to thank Him for this blessed hope. And if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.